Moby Dick, or The Whale, by Herman Melville. Prologues. Etymology, supplied by a late consumptive usher to a grammar school. The pale usher, threadbare in coat, heart, body, and brain, I see him now. He was ever dusting his old lexicons and grammars with a queer handkerchief, mockingly embellished with all the gay flags of all the known nations of the world. He loved to dust his old grammars. It somehow mildly reminded him of his mortality. Quote, "While you take in hand to school others, and to teach them by what name a whale-fish is to be called in our tongue, leaving out through ignorance the letter H, which almost alone maketh the signification of the word, you deliver that which is not true." Hakluyt. Quote, "Whale, Swedish and Danish, val. This animal is named from roundness or rolling, for in Danish, hvalt is arched or vaulted." Webster's Dictionary. Quote, "Whale. It is more immediately from the Dutch and German valen, Anglo-Saxon valvian, to roll, to wallow." Richardson's Dictionary. Caetus, Greek. Caetus, Latin. Whale, Anglo-Saxon. Hvalt, Danish. Val, Dutch. Val, Swedish. Vale, Icelandic. Whale, English. Baleine, French. Balena, Spanish. Pikinuinui, Fiji. Pikinuinui, Aromanguin. Extracts, supplied by a sub-sub-librarian. It will be seen that this mere painstaking burrower and grubworm of a poor devil of a sub-sub appears to have gone through the long Vaticans and street stalls of the earth, picking up whatever random allusions to whales he could anyways find in any book whatsoever, sacred or profane. Therefore you must not, in every case at least, take the higgledy-piggledy whale statements, however authentic, in these extracts, for veritable gospel cetology. Far from it. As touching the ancient authors generally, as well as the poets here appearing, these extracts are solely valuable or entertaining as affording a glancing bird's-eye view of what has been promiscuously said, thought, fancied, and sung of Leviathan by many nations and generations, including our own. So fare thee well, poor devil of a sub-sub, whose commentator I am. Thou belongst to that hopeless sallow tribe which no wine of this world will ever warm, and for whom even pale sherry would be too rosy strong, but with whom one sometimes loves to sit and feel poor devilish too, and grow convivial upon tears, and say to them bluntly, with full eyes and empty glasses, and in not altogether unpleasant sadness, "Give it up, sub-subs! For by how much the more pains you take to please the world, by so much more shall you forever go thankless. Would that I could clear out Hampton Court and the Tuileries for you. But gulp down your tears, and high aloft to the royal mast with your hearts, for your friends who have gone before are clearing out the seven-storied heavens, and making refugees of long-pampered Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael against your coming. Here you strike but splintered hearts together, there you shall strike unsplinterable glasses." Extracts. Quote, "And God created great whales." Genesis. Quote, "Leviathan maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary." Job. Quote, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah." Jonah. Quote, "There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein." Psalms. Quote, "In that day the Lord, with his sore and great and strong sword, shall punish Leviathan the pierced